Doctor Who and the Ghosts of Endspace, starring John Pertwee as the Doctor, Elizabeth Sladen as Sarah Jane Smith, and Nicholas Courtney as the Brigadier. Episode 1.
Uncle Mario, how can I help you if you won't tell me what the trouble is?
I tell you what trouble is, don't I? For 1,000 years we say Costello is home sweet home, see? For 92 years I live here, see? When I die, you be Baroni, see? You want that you be stole away like the pig?
Pig? What pig?
What Tom the Piper's son stole.
Oh, that pig. Yes, I see. And who is going to steal the castle, Uncle?
Nobody. You stop him. That's why I ask you to come to Ireland.
But stop who? What are you talking about?
You not listen. The gangster man, Vilmio, Max of Vilmio, he say, I no sell him Castello, Ireland, all. I be sorry. I be very sorry to die.
Die? You mean he's threatened to kill you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's intolerable. I think I better have a word with Mr. Vilmio.
Well, he no listen to word. You see, he waited till you go, and then a boof.
Listen, Uncle, this is more serious than I realized. I think I better go back to the mainland and pick my stuff up from the hotel and come and stay for a while, just till it's sorted out. I'm due for a spot of leave. And if this Vilmio chap... Good grief! Creature! Thing looking through the window. It's flying off now.
Black? With the wings?
Red, with wings. Blood red.
Oh, yes. I seen him. Some of them have wings. The little fiends from hell.
You mean you've seen them before?
Oh, they come, they go. Never mind the piccoli diaboli. You go get bag, see? Then come back to Castello and kill this Vilmio for me. Okay?
I think you are wrong, Godfather. If you don't kill this man, we shall have more trouble than we've had since the 50s.
Max Vilmio comes from one of the most respected families in New York. Do I not have enough enemies in Sicily?
Can you allow this one-armed smartass to run your people off the island like frightened chickens running from a fox? Would you wish such shame upon me?
We seem to have arrived. Look, my boy, is she not a veritable pearl? I have loved this island and her little sister way over there since I was a boy. Did you know, Pietro? The best fishing in all the waters of northern Sicily is to be found between the two islands of San Stefano. You shall have your revenge, my consigliere, when the time comes. And if the time has to be now...
That's all I'm asking. Bruno will be standing behind you all the time. Right, Bruno?
Si, signore.
You only have to give him the nod. And Max Vilmio is dead.
Elspeth looks in horror at the still-smoking automatic in her hand and unwillingly lifts her eyes to the impossible sight of the old man's body. The noise of the door heralds the arrival of the person she fears most in all of the world, the erstwhile drug smuggler from Valparaiso, Garcia O'Toole, who is in Scunthorpe visiting his Irish aunt and happens to have heard the shot as... Oh, phooey! That's just plain silly. Who is it?
Me.
Jeremy. Oh, hi. But he's got to turn up and catch her, or I'll never get them in bed together.
I'm starving.
What?
It's lunchtime. In fact, it's half past lunchtime. How's the greatest novel of the 20th century coming along?
Now, don't you start. I'm having enough trouble with Garcia O'Toole and his lady love.
Who?
Well, what are you waiting for? Come on, I'm starving.
Wait for me.
It mustn't get too hot, or the coagulation of the protein mass will... Have been...
Hello.
Is that you, Doctor?
Lethbridge Stewart? Thought you'd gone on your Easter holes.
I'm on leave, yes. I'm phoning from Sicily, but you could hardly say I was on holiday.
No, but look, would you hang on for a moment, Brigadier? I'm just in the middle of... Oh, no. Oh, for Pete's sake. Hello? The place is full of smoke now.
I'm sorry, Doctor. You've got something important on?
Indeed I have. A pan of Welsh rarebit. I'm surprised you can't smell the burning where did you say you were?
Sicily. I'm visiting my uncle. Or rather, my great-uncle. Uh-huh. Or I suppose he's really my third cousin three times removed, or something ridiculous like that. He's actually my grandmother's second cousin, so I suppose...
Look, Lethbridge Stewart, you are becoming prolix. Is there any danger of your getting to the point this side of Christmas?
There's something very odd going on here.
Huh?
least I think there is. It may be that I'm seeing things.
What sort of things?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, they're actually...
Hello, say again, Brigadier. Brigadier!
So you see, it's right up your street.
Oh.
Frankly, Doctor, I need you. Listen, I've got to go. I'll miss the ferry. Is there any possibility that you could come out?
Yes. I'll come at once. Where are you?
I'm staying with Uncle Mario in his castello, his castle. It's on the island of San Stefano Minore, which is west of the park.
Hello, Brigadier. Oh, well, here we go again.
Don't get me wrong. I'll be eternally grateful that your mum decided that a horse show was more important than going on holiday with her poppet.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously. It was great of you to ask me. I've always wanted to see Sicily, and it came at just the right time. What with Clorinda turning down the Dalek piece. Oh, give us a top-up.
Shall I get another?
Better not.
You can hardly blame her.
No. Do you realise that our darling editor has spiked every single thing I've put up since I met the Doctor? Is it any wonder I've decided to give up?
Give up? You never said anything about giving up.
Writing bestsellers, that's the thing. Winning the Booker and being rich and famous so nobody can muck you about.
But who's going to teach me how to be an investigative journalist?
Ask your precious Clorinda.
I say.
No, I've quite made up my mind. At least, I had until this morning. Come on, it's your turn to pay.
Where are we going?
Sightseeing. Ah, it's time we did the tourist bit. Elspeth and Garcia will be glad to see the back of me.
Signor. Ah, grazie, signore.
Good heavens!
What?
It's the brig!
Where?
Over there, getting on the ferry. Hi there!
Stop it, Sarah. Everybody's looking at us.
Did he see me? Yes, he has. Oh, he's just gone on board.
He looked as if he'd seen a ghost.
Well, why didn't he wave back?
Well, we'll never know.
Oh, yes, we will.
Now what?
You said you wanted to know how to be an investigative journalist. Well, now's your chance.
Eh?
What's the Brigadier doing, skulking about with a suitcase and pretending not to see his old friends?
Friends?
Whatever. Come on, they're pulling in the gangway.
Stop being so bossy. You're not my sister, you know.
Thank heaven for small mercies.
The arrogance. A man I would not wipe my shoes on to keep waiting the Don Fabrizio.
Tell me more about him. How did he come to lose his arm? Family business?
No one knows. Everybody I've spoken to in the States says that his right arm has always been false. He never speaks of it.
Anything else?
He's strong. You want to know how strong? Angelo Bacco saw him kill a guy just by picking him up by the neck.
He strangled him? With one hand?
With his one hand. It was very nearly big enough to go right round Angelo's head.
Don Fabrizio, I can't tell you the pleasure it gives me to welcome you to the Isola di San Stefano Maggiore. I am to apologize to you, Signor Clemenza, for the screw-up on your last visit.
Signore.
Take a seat.
Thank you.
All of you.
No, grazie.
Bruno will remain standing.
Okay. You'll have a drink.
Thank you, no. And this is...
Huh? Oh, yeah. Brother Nico, come and say hi.
Don Fabrizio.
Forgive me, Signor Vilmio, but I find it strange that you should want to talk business in the presence of a monk.
Ah, forget it. Nico and I have been... Well, associates for years. We have no secrets.
You can trust me, Signore.
Very well. Consigliere, show Signor Vilmio the contract.
Fluffy?
Maggie, I told you we weren't to be destroyed. Get lost.
I know you white eyes. So you've had your espresso fix. You can't get going. Look at me. Still, I should know.
We are talking business here, babe.
Okay, Daddy-o. I'm gone already.
Ah, there's a lot about percentages here, not much about what I get out of it.
Protection.
Huh? I'm not some punk running a liquor store in the Bronx. Protection against your hoods? Come on.
Your line of business is well established in these parts, signore. With our contacts...
My line of business? What exactly do you think I'm up to?
Steering. It's rougher than it looked.
Did you find him?
Yep. He's in the bar, knocking back the scotch.
Well, I think this is a silly game, and I'm beginning to feel sick. It's no business of ours anyway.
Perhaps he's got an Italian girlfriend.
Oh, call yourself a journalist.
You're just nosy.
That's right.
A tourist center? A leisure complex? An island? Two islands? I'm negotiating to buy San Stefano Minore as well. Strictly legitimate. If the hostess is a friendly and obliging, what business is it of mine? All yours, huh? Why should I need your help? Or your protection?
A portello, a whorehouse, a leisure complex, what does it matter what you call it? You're a rich man already, a multimillionaire, if my information is correct. If you're wise, you will devote some of your profits to the cultivation of goodwill.
A multimillionaire? You're wrong. I got to be a multi-billionaire over 3 years ago. Do you think I did it by giving away my profits? Or by letting myself be kicked around by some two-bit godfather with cow shit between his toes?
Very well. You've been offered the hand of friendship and you've chosen to spurn it. I'm sad. Goodbye, Signor Vilmio. Bruno? Hey!
You've killed them.
Yeah, it has its uses, a metal arm. This one in particular. Hey, Nico?
Si, signore.
You boys want any more coffee? Jeez. Hey, why didn't you ask me to the party, Maxie?
Wakey, wakey. We're almost there.
Where?
San Stefano Minori, according to this map. And if he doesn't get off here, there's only one island left. San Stefano Maggiore, over to the west.
Ooh.
Oh, you look ghastly. Sort of deadish.
I wish I were.
No, stay down. There he is. He seems to be the only one getting off. Come on.
Look, be reasonable. The sun's gone in. It's blowing a gale. It looks as if it's going to rain. Let's go back.
I'm not giving up after coming all this way. Now, come on. Don't let him see you.
Oh, no.
That's no good. I've got to have a breather. No wonder the locals call this hill a mountain.
Oh, look out. Can't you be a bit more careful? If he turned round when he'd stopped, he'd caught you.
I wish he would. Then we could ask him what he's up to and go home.
Oh, don't be so silly. Oh, come on, he's gone round the corner. We don't want to lose him. Wow. Will you look at that? A real-life castle. And the brig's going in the gate. Hey, we've got to see where he goes. Come on.
I do wish he'd stop telling me to come on.
He's letting himself into the house. He must have a key. Oh, isn't this terrific?
Super. Can we go now?
It's a funny old mixture, this castle.
What do you mean?
Well, doesn't something strike you as a bit odd about this gate tower? Especially the shape of the arch.
Sort of Arabian Nights, I suppose.
Exactly. The whole of the outer wall and those two towers on the corners, they must have been built by the Arabs. And yet the inner tower, the keep, is Norman, just like the ones at home. Except somebody's turned it into a house by putting in windows. Yes, look, there's a sort of Renaissance bell tower sticking up behind it, see? With a clock. It's a right old mongrel.
I want to go home.
Oh, Jeremy!
Well, what are you proposing to do now? Ring the bell and wish the brig a happy new year? I'm hungry and I'm cold, and if you ask me...
Oh, all right. We'll go back. Honestly, it's like taking a three-year-old for a walk. We'll catch the next boat.
Aha!
Oh, good evening, Uncle Mario.
I'm glad you've come back, boy. I was half afraid that you... But no, blood is a blood. You true Italiano, through and through.
Granny MacDougal was only half Italian, Uncle. Mm-hmm. So that makes me 1/8 Italian and 7/8 Scots.
Never mind. You learn to speak proper the Italiano and nobody guess. I learned to speak like real Scottish man before you say Jack-a-Honda, like in my book.
My book, actually. I haven't forgotten you pinched all my books when I was only 7.
How else I learned proper to speak, huh?
You're an old rogue, Uncle.
It's true, very old rogue.
Oh, by the way, I rang my scientific advisor. He's agreed to come out to look into things.
Ah.
It was a pretty bad line, but he said he'd come at once, so he'll probably catch the morning flight to Palermo.
I see. I must screw my head on the more tighter. Yes, I forget. He is here, your doctor in a blue box. His clever, tricky play. Gone today and here tomorrow. See? I tell him you're coming. Yes?
It's all shut up.
Oh, hang on. There's a notice. Yes, here it is. Traghetti. That was the name of our boat? The Duca d'Aosta, wasn't it? Oh, yes. That comes back tomorrow at, 11:30. And the others... No, the others don't come here at all.
What?
Well, I suppose it's not worth their while.
You mean we're stuck here until tomorrow morning?
Never mind. We've got money. So it's only a matter of finding somewhere to have some food, a place to keep down for the night. It's an adventure, isn't it?
Where would you suggest? Everywhere's shut, even the ice cream place. There's not a soul in sight. It's starting to get dark, and I'm sure I felt a spot of rain.
Honestly...
You have rung the bell, haven't you?
Well, I'm just trying to work out what to say. I can't really tell the brig we were following him now, can I? I mean, well, it's a bit cheeky poking our noses into his business, isn't it?
Well, I did say.
Yes, you did, and that just makes it worse.
Oh, Sarah, please.
Well, I just have to pretend to be surprised to see him, I suppose. He's never going to believe it. Oh, well, here goes. What's that? It's coming from around the back. Come on.
Oh, wait for me.
Anything.
Perhaps it came from behind that garden wall. Look, the end's fallen down. Somebody must have got hurt.
No, this hasn't just happened. It's old.
No!
It is over there. I'm coming!
Oh, I'm coming too.
You saved me! You saved me!
Oh! Sarah, please be careful. You're going for the cliff.
You saved me!
I should apologize for parking the TARDIS in your magnificent great hall, Signore. I beg your pardon, Baroni.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not a real, this Baroni. Only label like an empty jam jar. I am Mario Valcante, plain. Plain as a nose on a face. I am called Baroni because I am Esquire. Is that right, S.S. Esquire?
Same as Lord of the Manor, really.
And you told the Brigadier, Signore, that you and your forebears have always known the Castello to be haunted.
Of course. The lady in the white dress. I see her often when I was bambino, but not the little diaboli, the fiends from the pit. They come only now, the rascals.
And you say that you've seen them too, Brigadier.
I don't believe in ghosts. And yet, well, I've certainly got a glimpse of one. At least I think I have. One of Uncle Mario's friends.
Oh, what did it look like?
Oh, absolutely ghastly, old boy. Scales and tentacles and teeth. You know the sort of thing.
Yes, I'm very much afraid that I do. Was anybody else seen them, apart from you and the Brigadier, Signor Vicente?
Oh, sure. Our servants. They ran away like cowardly custard creams back to village. Only young Umberto left.
The butler, 79 if he's a day.
Aha! You hear? Come a quick. You see her? The lady in the white. Beyond this door. You see?
Sarah! Behind you!
I know that voice. Good grief!
Stay where you are, Brigadier. You too, Baroni.
Good. Good, I thought as much. It's fading away. It's gone!
Thank goodness. Brigadier, Doctor, yeah. It's Sarah. I think she's fainted.
Yeah, well, keep back, Jeremy. I can see her.
The wind, it'll have her over. She's right on the edge.
But if I lie flat and you hold my feet in Deathbridge, Stuart, I should be able to get her. Now, come on.
Oh, do be careful.
Now then, gently does it, inch by inch. Hold on tight, Brigadier. Right, a couple more inches. A little more. Right, got her. Right, come on, back we go. Back we go. Back.
Is she all right?
Oh, just shock, that's all. Shock. Sarah? Sarah?
Where am I? Oh, no, no, no.
It's all right. It's all right. It's gone. Sarah, it's gone.
Oh, Doctor. Brigadier. Oh, Brigadier. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Are you coming back to bed?
Sure, honey. Just as soon as I fix my eyelash. I don't know why you didn't waste the other guy as well.
You want I should send this family a telegram? They'll have got the message quicker this way.
Message? You didn't give that consigliere guy any message to take back?
I didn't.
Well, what was it then?
Unconditional surrender, that's what. Like Ike and the Krauts. I've got more important things to do than play footsie with a bunch of peasants.
Ike who? Ike at the deli?
Yeah. Ike from the deli. Face it, babe. You're just an ignorant broad from Brooklyn.
Sure I am.
You feeling better, Miss Smith? Sarah.
Yes, thank you. I'm a bit woozy.
I put another log on fire.
But what was it? That thingy that was trying to grab Sarah. I mean, it wasn't a real monster, was it? Like the ones on Paracon. It sort of faded away.
It was real enough. On the other hand, in a sense, it's no more real than an image in a dream. Then, of course, that applies to all of us.
Well, it certainly doesn't apply to me. And frankly, I can't see that it applies to any of us.
And yet you were quite prepared to believe that Sarah was a product of your own overheated brain when you saw her this morning.
Yes. Well, you must admit that it is the most impossible coincidence that we should have bumped into each other.
Impossible? Well, evidently not, since it happened. In any case, you're leaving out the likelihood of it being a simple case of synchronicity.
What's synchronicity?
Well, the principle that a coincidence may happen without any causal link and yet still be of significance. Whole systems of philosophy have been based on it.
You mean we were destined to meet?
Well, fatalism might be considered a cruder version of the same viewpoint, certainly.
But what was it? The monster?
Well, did we all see the same thing? That's the first question. Brigadier?
Sort of ape creature, wasn't it?
Yes.
And staring red eyes, all sort of fiery.
I dropped. I'm sorry. How very thoughtless of me, Sarah. It's quite time we were all in bed. There's nothing that won't wait until the morning.
There's the broken wall, the cliff edge. It looks entirely different in the sun. The doctor's right about images in a dream. The whole thing feels more like a nightmare.
Sarah?
Come in. Oh, come and look. You can see where they've built on a garden at the back. They must have done it when they added this bit of the house and the clock tower. Isn't it all quite lovely?
Do you think there might be some breakfast going?
Quite right. First things first. Well, only one way to find out. Hey, look. All the Barone's ancestors. And the Briggs, too, come to think of it.
How do you know they are?
Well, who else could they be? Going right back, too. Well, that one must be about 300 years old. There's the Brigadier in drag. It looks more like Widow Twankey, doesn't she?
No, do come on. Do you think they'll have eggs and bacon?
Why is it that things never stay where they're put? I know full well that I put my iron focusing coil back in its place after Bertie Wells borrowed it for his invisibility experiment. Here it is. What did I tell you?
What's that thing you're making?
Ah, what a one you are for names, Lethbridge Stewart. I've been too busy building it to hold a christening. Well, I suppose if you insist, I could call it a multi-vectored, null-dimensional, temporal and spatial psychoprobe. But I'd much rather not.
I see. Or rather, I don't. What's it for?
Well, I'll be in a better position to explain when I've carried out a few investigations. To speculate without facts is a waste of valuable time.
Very sound.
And I must admit, I have very little personal experience of N-Space.
What's N-Space, Doctor?
Ah, good morning, dear. How are you feeling now?
A lot better for a good night's sleep. And Senor Calante's been so kind. We've had a super breakfast in that enormous kitchen of his. Sort of olive bread and salami and stuff.
Never seems to have heard of marmalade, though. Oh. Breakfast isn't breakfast without marmalade.
You have a point. But it's got to be the right sort of marmalade. Mm-hmm. The bitter sort.
Yeah, thick and dark.
With chunks.
I prefer the jelly stuff myself.
Yes. Doctor, what is N-Space?
Well, now, the Earth, every world, is a counterpart. They're as close to each other as a pair of clasped hands. In the normal course of events, it's impossible to go there or even to communicate with it because...
Because it's in the fourth dimension.
Young man, a lot of nonsense is talked about a lot of people about the fourth dimension. And the fifth, and the sixth, and the rest, for that matter.
Well, where is it, then?
Nowhere. Literally. It's a question you can't ask. There's no... where for it to be. You see, N-Space isn't in this space-time continuum at all. That's how it gets its name. It's short for null space.
And that's why we're not aware of it?
Yeah, precisely. Because of the discontinuity that you might expect between the two worlds, which forms a very effective barrier. It can normally only be crossed by the dying.
And ghosts?
Yeah, I'll come to that. You see, every sentient being on Earth has an equivalent N-body, coterminous with the ordinary body.
What, or how much?
Well, when somebody dies, the N-body goes into N-space. And what often seems like a tunnel of darkness leading to a blissful light.
Oh, I've heard about that. People who've died on the operating table and then brought back to life. And they say all their dead family are there to greet them, or angels, or whatever.
You know, the trouble is, with some people, the mind is so attached to the things of Earth that they can't give them up. Well, often they can't even take it in that their earthly lives are over. So, instead of just passing through, they get stuck in N-space. Some of them even try to get back through the barrier. And if they can find the smallest flaw, they'll come back and try to relive their final moments and make them come right.
Ghosts?
Yes, ghosts. Right. Right, that should do it. Right then, off we go.
Where are we going?
To the cliff top, where we found Sarah, of course. With any luck,
I'm going to give you all a peep into End Space. Right. Here we go, then.
Look! There's a sort of glow over there above the stones. There she is! That's who I saw!
Debbie! No!
Oh, I can't bear it!
No, Sarah! Stay here!
Look at the light. It's like frozen lightning.
You're seeing the cracks in the End Space barrier.
Oh, my God! Oh.
I've got a thing again. Oh. There's the one I saw before with the tentacles.
No, no! It's coming this way!